Gusty west and northwesterly winds are adding a bite to an already cold air mass across our area. At times today, winds have gusted over 40 miles an hour. In fact, in Albany, we had wind gusts earlier today close to 50 miles per hour. So plenty of wind whipping this afternoon. The cold air is locked in as well, with temperatures running in the teens to right around 20 degrees in much of our area. So when you factor in that wind, our wind chill or feels like temperatures for exposed skin are basically running in the single digits above and below zero. So it's definitely bundle up kind of weather. If you have plans through the late day and evening hours, you'll need all those heavy coats and scarves and mittens, and it's going to remain cold right through the rest of the week. So some winter-like cold here in late autumn. Now, we've had a couple of snow flurries around, a couple of snow showers at times today. It's not a giant deal, so if you do have to travel this evening, I don't think there's going to be any big concerns with snow. Later tonight, though, we'll have another chance for some light snow. It's a storm that will race across the country and track south of our area late tonight into early tomorrow morning. The storm is energetic. However, there's not a great deal of moisture associated with it. So I don't expect a great deal of snow with this particular system as it races by, but there's definitely the potential for a covering to an inch, maybe two, for areas along and south of I-90 as that storm goes by to our south. The biggest concern really is the timing, because it will arrive late tonight and we're likely to have some slippery spots on the roads tomorrow morning, again, mainly from the I-90 corridor on south. Otherwise, cold is the big theme here as we head through the overnight hours. Temperatures are in the single digits and teens. We're in the 20s. Tomorrow, with even some teens tomorrow, so it's another quite cold day. We'll have those breezes kick up once again after they ease a little bit tonight, and then we keep it cold again on Friday, maybe a little bit less harsh, and then we'll see those numbers bounce back maybe close to 30 in spots by Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a few flurries, breezy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold, with highs in the teens to lower 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow, breezy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, with highs in the teens to lower 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, tonight, cloudy with some light snow, breezy and cold, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some light snow early, turning brighter and breezy, still cold though, with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with some flurries and light snow, breezy and cold, low in the lower to mid-teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some light snow early, turning brighter and breezy, with a possible afternoon snow shower, still cold, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy and cold with a few flurries or snow showers, highs in the 20s, and on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, highs in the 20s to near 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.